Hi, everyone. I'm Robert Glazer. I'm an entrepreneur, former CEO, author of 8 books, and keynote speaker. Today, I want to share with you 5 insights from my latest book, The Compass Within, A Little Story About the Values That Guide Us, which publishes October 14th. The Compass Within is a deep dive into the life-changing power of personal core values. It uses a fictional parable to share a process that you can use to identify your personal core values and align your life to them. Here are 5 key takeaways from the book. Insight 1. One-word values don't cut it. Whenever I talk about core values or coach people to find theirs, I might ask, "What do you think your values are?" In response, most people confidently list common one-word answers. 2 of the most common ones are family and integrity. When I ask people follow-up questions on how those values show up in their real life and guide their actions across their personal and professional lives, these values fall apart. The truth is that one-word values are ineffective. They're too vague, too open to interpretation, and they don't consistently dictate behavior. Let me explain why with those 2 common examples. Family is deeply important to many of us and often a top priority. But as a value, it only applies in one area of life. For example, family doesn't help you decide how to manage a toxic client or resolve a workplace conflict. What's more insightful is what sits a layer deeper. What is the principle that dictates how you show up with your family? That principle is a value that is likely consistent in your work and other relationships. It is broadly applicable outside your family life too. For example, for one person, that might be always show up. That person is a consistent, available presence for their family, and that's the same commitment that will carry over to their work and friendships. For a second person, it might be build trusting relationships. Their focus is on building and earning trust with everyone in their lives. Integrity is another popular one-word core value. But when I ask people to define integrity, I get a very different answer, and I've heard at least 10 definitions. Again, similar to family, go a layer deeper by getting to the person's definition of integrity. To some people, integrity means always telling the truth. To others, it means doing the right thing. Still others think it means being consistent with your words and your actions. None of these is right or wrong, but they are different and would lead to different outcomes or decisions for different people. A better approach is each person to use their very specific definition of integrity as their value, with a phrase such as, keep your word or do the right thing. Specific, actionable, and unmistakable. Actionable core values are universal, clearly defined, and behavior-driven. They're not marketing slogans or aspirations. They're the principles that guide how you live and lead, especially when the stakes are high. Insight 2, the definition of a core value. Let's start by talking about the ingredients of an effective core value. A core value is a short statement expressing a non-negotiable principle that guides your behavior and decisions. They are intrinsic and not aspirational. They reflect who you actually are, not who you wish you were. They are consistent, showing up across all areas of life, work, relationships, and personal decisions. And they are clarifying, helping you make better choices about who to spend time with, what work to do, and even where to live. They are like the instruction manual you weren't given at birth, explaining why you do what you do and why you are energized in certain settings and drained in others. A core value is a distinct definition or point of view. It is something that should describe your unique belief, priority, or perspective on life. Generally, while it may be common to have 1 or 2 values in common with another person, it should be pretty rare to find another person with the exact same list of values as you. Ideally, they're 2 to 5 word phrases rather than just a single word. For example, patience may be a virtue, but it's not a core value. Finally, your core values should be worded in a way to serve as a decision-making rubric. You should be able to review your core values list when you are making a difficult decision and have an indication of what you should do. A great way to tell if a core value is right for you is to run them past this 4-question filter, which I call the core validator. The core validator questions are, could you use it to make a decision, past or present? When you imagine the opposite, does it strike a nerve? Is it a phrase rather than just one word? And could you objectively rate yourself on it? If your core value passes all 4 of these questions, it's probably going to be effective for you. Insight number 3, core values are essential to the big 3 decisions in life. Actionable core values are most useful as a decision-making rubric. If you're facing a major choice in life, I recommend you look at your list of core values and consider what they're telling you to do. You'll find you make decisions with more confidence in the moment and fewer regrets later. And values are most vital in what I call the big three decisions: your life partner, the career path you take, and the community where you choose to live. When these areas align with your values, life feels purposeful. When they don't, the disconnect turns into painful dissonance, whether that's tension in a relationship, disengagement at work, or feeling out of place where you live. Let's start with your partner. People often think compatibility means having the same hobbies or even personality. In reality, differences can be healthy and balancing. But misalignment on the big things and core life goals, like finances, family, or lifestyle, can create an ongoing point of friction or source of conflict that's very hard to overcome. Next is your career. Fulfillment doesn't require following your passion. What matters is working in an organization or an industry where the mission and values resonate with you. If your value is innovation, you'll struggle in a place that prioritizes tradition over creativity. If your value is trust, you'll feel drained in a cutthroat environment that prioritizes competition or results above all else. Work doesn't need to reflect all your values, but it should never force you to betray them. Finally, your community. Your environment shapes who you are. If your values lean towards quiet, connection, and reflection, but you live in a bustling city that rewards hustle and nightlife, you're going to feel constant friction. You won't be able to change your community, but your community might change you if you aren't careful. The best communities make it easier to live your values, not harder. If your big three are misaligned, the result is a painful dissonance. But when there is alignment with your values, the result is a deeper sense of calm and fulfillment. The key is to know your values first and then make these decisions through that lens. Insight number four. Core values are the backbone of authentic leadership. One of the biggest benefits of discovering your core values is this. Core values are the foundation of effective leadership. Because these deeply held principles are quietly driving your most important actions and decisions, you are either going to lead with awareness of what they are or be pulled into certain directions by them without knowing why. The latter can be problematic both for you and the people you lead. Leaders naturally operate from their values, whether they recognize it or not. For instance, someone with a dominant value related to trust may instinctively sort colleagues into trustworthy and untrustworthy without realizing it and treat them accordingly. If an employee so much as misses an email or shows up 5 minutes late to a meeting, they're put in the penalty box and may have no idea why. But if the leader openly shares with their team, "One of my core values is building trusting relationships. Trust is very important to me. Here's how you build it with me, and here's how you can lose it," and encourages them to come talk to the leader if they feel distance, which may be a result of a break in trust, then it can foster healthier relationships and accountability. By understanding their own core values and being transparent about them with direct reports, leaders create authenticity and alignment within their teams. I speak from experience here. My dominant core value is find a better way and share it, and this value shapes my entire approach to work. If someone on my team refuses to try something new or insists on defaulting to what's worked before without trying to make things better, that's going to be a major point of friction with me. I make this clear to people up front so they know exactly what to expect before they decide to join my team. So being aware of your values and leading from them not only brings a feeling of authenticity to your leadership, but also strengthens trust, clarity, and effectiveness in organizations. Insight number five. You can start gaining clarity on your core values in about an hour. Getting total clarity on your core values doesn't just happen overnight, but you can make a lot of progress in just an hour. The key is to spend time thinking deeply about what's most important to you. What type of work environments energize you? When are you happiest in your personal life? What activities or environments make you feel alive? What qualities do people come to you for? What are the qualities in other people that you really struggle with? I recommend spending 20 to 30 minutes reflecting on these big topics and writing down your responses. Then look over your written responses and search for themes or concepts that come up over and over. When I reflect on what I'm most energized and excited in life, it's typically situations where I'm asked to help someone or something get better. I love being in work environments where I'm charged with improving a core process or developing a new idea. Outside of work, I love helping people set and achieve goals, find ways to improve or reach their full potential. And when I write down the things that I value most, I find words like better and improve show up over and over. Over time, I took the core theme of doing better and turned it into an actionable phrase. Find a better way and share it. This is a clear, specific phrase that guides many of my daily actions and behaviors. You can learn more about this process by checking out The Compass Within, which publishes October 14th and is available for pre-order now.